Listen to God's Word for May 20th. Today's reading includes Psalms 57, 95, and 97 through 99, and 2 Samuel 24. May God bless this reading of His Word. Psalm 57, for the choir master, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, a miktam of David when he fled from Saul into the cave. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy, for in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take shelter until the danger has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills His purpose for me. He reaches down from heaven and saves me. He rebukes those who trample me. God sends forth His loving devotion and His truth. My soul is among the lions. I lie down with ravenous beasts, with men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. May your glory cover all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. My soul was despondent. They dug a pit before me, but they themselves have fallen into it. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my glory. Awake, O harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing your praises among the peoples. For your loving devotion reaches to the heavens, and your faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. May your glory cover all the earth. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout to the rock of our salvation. Let us enter His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him in song. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the sheep under His care. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, in the day at Massa in the wilderness, where your fathers tested and tried me, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I was angry with that generation, and I said, They are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I swore on oath in my anger, They shall never enter my rest. Psalm 97. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the distant shores be glad. Clouds and darkness surround Him. Righteousness and justice are His throne's foundation. Fire goes before Him and consumes His foes on every side. His lightning illuminates the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim His righteousness. All the peoples see His glory. All worshippers of images are put to shame, those who boast in idols. Worship Him, all you gods. Zion hears and rejoices, and the towns of Judah exult because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Hate evil, O you who love the Lord. He preserves the souls of His saints. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light shines on the righteous, gladness on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous ones, and praise His holy name. Psalm 98, a psalm. Sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done wonders. His right hand and holy arm have gained Him the victory. The Lord has proclaimed His salvation and revealed His righteousness to the nations. He has remembered His love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth, let your cry ring out, and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre, in melodious song with the harp. With trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn, shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and all that fills it, the world and all who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, let the mountains sing together for joy before the Lord. For He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigns, let the nations tremble. He is enthroned above the cherubim, let the earth quake. Great is the Lord in Zion, He is exalted above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name, He is holy. The mighty King loves justice, you have established equity. You have exercised justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at His footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among His priests. Samuel was among those who called on His name. They called to the Lord, and He answered. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept His decrees and the statutes He gave them. O Lord, our God, You answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, yet an avenger of their misdeeds. Exalt the Lord, our God, and worship at His holy mountain, for the Lord, our God, is holy. 2 Samuel 24. Again the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and He stirred up David against them, saying, Go and take a census of Israel and Judah. So the king said to Joab, the commander of his army, who was with him, Go now throughout the tribes of Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, and register the troops, so that I may know their number. But Joab replied to the king, May the Lord your God multiply the troops 100 times over, and may the eyes of my lord the king see it. But why does my lord the king want to do such a thing? Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab and against the commanders of the army. So Joab and the commanders of the army departed from the presence of the king to count the troops of Israel. They crossed the Jordan and camped near Aroer, south of the town in the middle of the valley, and proceeded toward Gad and Jazer. Then they went to Gilead and the land of Totim-Hodshi, and on to Dan-Jaan and around to Sidon. They went toward the fortress of Tyre and all the cities of the Hivites and Canaanites. Finally, they went on to the Negev of Judah to Beersheba. At the end of 9 months and 20 days, having gone through the whole land, they returned to Jerusalem. And Joab reported to the king the total number of the troops. In Israel there were 800,000 men of valor who drew the sword, and in Judah there were 500,000. After David had numbered the troops, his conscience was stricken, and he said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. Now, O Lord, I beg you to take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have acted very foolishly. When David got up in the morning, a revelation from the Lord had come to Gad the prophet, David's seer. Go and tell David that this is what the Lord says. I am offering you three options. Choose one of them, and I will carry it out against you." So Gad went and said to David, "Do you choose to endure 3 years of famine in your land, 3 months of fleeing the pursuit of your enemies, or 3 days of plague upon your land? Now then, think it over and decide how I should reply to him who sent me." David answered Gad, "I am deeply distressed. Please let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great. But do not let me fall into the hands of men." So the Lord sent a plague upon Israel from that morning until the appointed time. And 70,000 of the people from Dan to Beersheba died. But when the angel stretched out his hand to destroy Jerusalem, the Lord relented from the calamity, and said to the angel who was destroying the people, "Enough, withdraw your hand now." At that time, the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Araunah, the Jebusite. When David saw the angel striking down the people, he said to the Lord, "Surely I, the shepherd, have sinned and acted wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Please let your hand fall upon me and my father's house." And that day Gad came to David and said to him, "Go up and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite." So David went up at the word of Gad, just as the Lord had commanded. When Araunah looked out and saw the king and his servants coming toward him, he went out and bowed face down before the king. "Why has my lord the king come to his servant?" Araunah said. "To buy your threshing floor," David replied, "that I may build an altar to the Lord, so that the plague upon the people may be halted." Araunah said to David, "My lord the king may take whatever seems good and offer it up. Here are the oxen for a burnt offering, and the threshing sledges and ox yokes for the wood. O king, Araunah gives all these to the king." He also said to the king, "May the Lord your God accept you." "No," replied the king, "I insist on paying a price, for I will not offer to the Lord my God burnt offerings that cost me nothing." So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And there he built an altar to the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. Then the Lord answered the prayers on behalf of the land, and the plague upon Israel was halted. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.